Hello!
Hello.
We're back. Oh my god. We've been waiting for ages to start this. So anyway, welcome back to Three Nerds and Two Brains.
Yeah, your mic's crap.
My mic is not crap.
No, Audacity's just shit.
Yeah, Audacity is terrible. It's okay. But anyway, yeah, I'm your host, Jake. I'm here with my co-hosts and good friends, Luke.
What's up?
And Liam. Can you get off your phone?
Can you get
I feel like...
You've been ill for years.
I feel like a middle-aged dad with a really antisocial teenager. Get off your phone! What are you doing? Socialise with a family!
You're a cunt.
Alright.
One.
Hang on a minute. That was his only one. Do you not remember? It transferred. That's it. No more. Right. We don't have to worry about his C-word drops because he doesn't have any more left.
If you want to go for my phone, my password is the axe.
That's right. You can have it back.
Anyway.
I'm scared.
Please get off your phone.
I'm just sorry. I won't lie to him.
So what do we have? We don't have much to talk about this week. We're kind of just going to wing it this week.
Again.
As per usual.
Yeah.
The only one that was actually half decent was the first one.
Hang on, the one
that got views.
I planned them. I planned them and then you wing them. Fuck you.
That's because plans are boring.
Alright.
Okay.
So yeah, probably the things we're mainly going to talk about, the trailers that got released this week: Far From Home, Ghostbusters, and John Wick.
I've
been waiting so long for fucking Far From Home, you don't understand.
Yeah, Far From Home looks really good.
Looks alright.
We'll talk about the two that we don't
shit
care
out of you.
We'll talk about the two we don't care about first.
Far From Home.
Oh, clap them cheeks.
Wait, what?
Anyway. So John Wick first. John Wick looks good.
It looks sexy.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening because I haven't seen the second one yet. But yeah, it looks really good. Are you gonna come see it?
Well, I have to, don't I?
Yeah,
so I have to review it.
Woo! Fuck that. Another burp to edit out. Cool.
No, keep it in. It's funny.
Nah.
Why?
Nah.
Why?
Because it's grim.
No, it's funny.
It's like ear aids. No one wants to hear it.
But then why did you just do it?
Oh, it wasn't a real one.
Yeah, it was.
I weren't.
So, but how did you know mine was real?
Because it was definitely real.
It stinks.
It's you. It's you.
You stink.
You're a bad actor.
No, I didn't. I passed.
No, I didn't.
I failed drama because... Actually, no, I passed my practicals. I failed my...
Yeah.
I have a really bad itchy leg and it's really annoying me.
Go away. You can have a jean fluff on you. So yeah, John Wick. Yeah, John Wick looks fine. You're really not in the mood, are you? Anyway, should we talk about Ghostbusters?
I've never really liked them.
Me either.
Wait, I thought half the cast died.
One of them has died.
Oh. Yeah, the tall one.
Wasn't he the fat one?
No, Egon. The glasses.
Egon died.
Oh, wait, so it's the fat one there?
Who's the fat one?
He got fat. It was
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
he's alive.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, none of them have
Why
died.
Why are they making another one?
Is it the same class or is it the females again?
It's Ghostbusters 3.
Alright, good. So Bill Murray, yeah?
Garfield.
Murray. Bill Murray.
Don't care.
Garfield.
Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. I don't know the...
So what they're doing about the one that died, are they just going to get his corpse?
They're probably just going to have a funeral scene, yeah.
No, I'll use him as a puppet.
They're probably going to like visit like a funeral scene or something.
Fucking hell, that's dark. Use him as a... Yeah, they could use him as a ghost. You know the librarian scene?
No, bro! That's a sick idea.
That's really dark. Could you imagine on set? Is
his dead body just laying
rotten corpse.
Oh, dear.
It's just a skeleton.
Oh, that's really deep. But
that's going to be edited out.
Nah, I'll leave it in. That can stay. We have low
expectations.
The only thing it showed was a barn, and then there was a sheet that was blowing in the wind. At first, I thought it was a dragon. But it wasn't. The sheet, as it zooms in, it blows the sheet away, and it's the car, and it starts up. And it's
brum, like, brum.
A dragon.
Honestly,
it's a dragon car.
When it wasn't zoomed in on the car, it looked like it was a dragon.
Oh, Ghostbusters 3 trailer, a fucking dragon.
They had dogs.
Oh my god.
It's a dragon. They had dogs.
They had demon dogs. Why can't they have a dragon?
You're fucking stupid.
Because dragons and dogs ain't related.
Yeah, but they could had be. Demon dogs.
Well,
they
could
have
to
a
be
demon
fair, they
dragon.
Could be.
They had a fucking marshmallow man.
Wait, look. If
oh yeah.
Look, dragons and dogs could be related because a donkey fucked a dragon in Shrek, so you don't know. Dog could have fucked a dragon.
Talking about donkeys now.
Oh, Shrek's getting a reboot. I forgot to
what?
Say that. Shrek's getting a reboot and a
Fuck
remake.
Yes.
Why is he getting a reboot?
They're remaking it.
Is it the same voice actors?
No.
Oh,
shit. Then, so it's, and I'm pretty sure it's still DreamWorks.
All-Star.
Hey, no. What's that going to be replaced with?
Scout Saxon.
What do you reckon that's going to be replaced with?
All-Star again, base boosted.
All-Star. Wait, it's got to be base boosted. Hey now, you're an All-Star.
It's just always going to be All-Star. Yeah. And it's always, it's going to be the same
film. If
they
changed it, they get sued.
If at least it ain't in the film, have it as the credits song.
Was it All-Star in the live show?
I don't know.
The opening of it. Hey now, you're an All-Star.
I don't know. Oh wait, didn't we get? Didn't every year you get full source out in fucking drama, innit, in the musical?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen that like three times, but I've never seen the end.
Yeah.
Did anybody actually watch it?
Me and him sat like talking and looking at memes.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sounds yeah, it was.
It was
we
really
were
boring.
Supposed to be revising for our exam, and we were looking at
memes.
Yeah, we were looking. At famous birthdays.
What's a film that's coming out?
Shrek.
Oh yeah.
No, Lilo and Stitch is getting a reboot as well.
I ain't seen
it. I bet you're happy about that.
No, because it's live action.
Oh, I didn't know it was live action.
Oh, I want it. No, I like Lilo and Stitch. You need to watch Lilo and Stitch.
I thought it was Lilo.
Fuck's sake, another one.
Lilo. Keep it in.
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo.
Yeah, Lilo.
Do you know what a Lilo is?
No.
It's the inflatable bed you put on a swimming pool.
Is it really?
You didn't know that?
No.
You fucking
I don't own
idiot.
An inflatable bed on a swimming pool.
You will have to soon. We're going to Centre Box.
Oh, yeah.
No, because that's a public swimming pool.
Don't care.
We can bring an inflatable bed.
Fuck everyone there.
If we forget them, we'll just take the beds from the lodge. Can't.
You can get inflatable sofas for you can put it on the wall.
So, oh, no. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
Well,
I told you this episode is gonna be what
talking
win.
About Lilo and Stitch. to fucking swimming.
This episode's so chill. This episode's gonna be a chill episode.
Your pop vinyl has a funny moustache.
Why have you got a chewed up Lego Star Wars gun over it?
Because you've been eating it.
Yeah.
My fucking Lego.
You do eat Lego. That's the running joke of this podcast. Liam eats Legos.
That's the first time he said it's a joke.
It wasn't me.
I hate my life. What other films are there?
You love eating Lego. I don't
Star
know.
Star Wars Far From Home.
Star Wars. Star Wars Episode 9 comes out this year, doesn't it?
What?
What was that noise?
It's this. Oh. Chair.
I just look at Luke and he's like, okay. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't know episode 8 ruined it.
Well, episode 9's by J.J. Abrams.
Doesn't matter, episode 8 ruined
so
it.
So do you reckon J.J. Abrams is going to just go, episode 8's
going to make a rape joke.
He's nothing.
Can he just make episode 8 again?
J.J. Abrams and James Gunn are not the same person.
Yeah, they are.
They don't even look alike.
I know. I've always got their names confused. Though.
What is happening with Guardians 3?
It's the same script, just different.
So it's his script, but I don't. Have they found a director yet?
I don't know. No, I heard it just got like evaporated.
Oh, well. It was happening.
That film got Thanos'd.
I don't care. Guardians 2 was actually
really
bad.
I wish my life was Thanos'd.
I really didn't. I liked it in cinema, but Guardians 2 was not a good film.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Have you rewatched it?
Yeah.
Oh, that film.
First
drags.
One's better.
That film drags. The first one is definitely, but first one's probably one of the most rewatchable Marvel films, just because it's kind of enjoyable.
Iron Man
1. I like
it. No, Iron Man 1's too boring to rewatch.
I love Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1's best.
No. I haven't seen it for a long time, but it's really. I remember it being really, really boring.
What planet do you live on?
Planet Earth.
Get fucked in the arse.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus. Iron Man 1's the best Iron Man.
Iron Man 1 is not the best Iron Man.
At me. Come, bro.
Iron Man 3 is good. I like Iron Man 3. I didn't originally.
Sorry, that's the most hated one.
No, Iron Man 2 is the most hated.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
one.
That existed.
It's the one with Michael Rourke. Or Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Mexican man.
Why did I say Michael? He's
Mexican
not Mexican.
Man. The character.
Mickey Rourke.
He's not, he's Russian.
He looks Mexican.
But he's Russian.
He looks
he's
Mexican, not. Though.
No.
He looks
Mexican.
He's
Rourke.
The son of Crimson Dynamo.
What, in the the character?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he dies, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know.
That's
a bit lost. What a waste
well, I suppose
of
they could do a
same with Ultron.
Film. They could do a prequel film with Crimson Dynamite.
They could.
They won't though.
But why would
you could
they?
Have Hank Pym.
They
never know.
They could.
Never
but
know.
Then again, they'd have to do the whole.
They could do
if
like
you do
Cold
a young
War
Hank
era.
Pym thing. If you do a young Hank Pym, Hank.
You've got to digitise
it
the whole time.
You've got to digitise. That's so much money.
Well, then again, they could just do
and
a Cold War
nice.
Era film.
Huh?
They could do a Cold War era film.
They won't know.
Didn't they already do that?
Don't know, did they?
No!
Oh no, that's X-Men.
Yeah.
Lot. First class, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's not even the Cold War, is it?
Oh, it is.
They put the missiles.
That's
in
probably
Cuba.
One. Of,
oh yeah, I forgot that.
That's probably one of the best X-Men films.
I like that film.
That film is so good.
That's. I think that's probably the only one that's good. All of them are crap. Logan doesn't count.
All the ones with James McAvoy were really good.
Apart from Apocalypse, I didn't like Apocalypse.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender was good.
I have not seen Apocalypse
yet.
He's
good in all of them.
Yeah, he's just
good. Michael Fassbender is a good actor.
The only thing he couldn't
apart
say
from
was
an
Assassin's Creed.
I can't speak today.
I never saw Assassin's Creed, and I'm really happy I didn't see it.
I didn't bother going to see it because I was like, video game movies are bad. Every time.
That should be a Fallout movie.
True.
There should not be a Fallout movie. They can't even make a good game. What makes you think they're going to make a good film?
Oh, money.
It's a good point. Money does make
money. Yeah,
around.
Money makes a good film. They're running out of money because no one wants to buy Fallout 76. Didn't we already talk about when the last good Bethesda game was?
Yeah, that was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was the last good? Skyrim, wasn't it?
Skyrim.
Yeah. There you go then. Right, should we talk about Far From Home? I know Liam's like dying. He's on the edge of his chair. He's not. He's not. He's on his centre chair.
He's sitting sideways on his chair.
He's sitting sideways. Oh, gangster. Let's bring gangster back. Gangster.
Calm the fuck down, smuggle.
I think Far From Home looks alright.
Yeah, it does look really good.
It looks
way better than Homecoming.
No, it don't.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Let's be honest.
It looks boring.
No.
What, this one?
Yeah.
How does it look boring?
Because it looks
like it's going to be constant
action.
The three main elemental things look like
they're going to be a waste of characters. Even if they are characters. Mysterio, he's all right.
Wait.
Nick Fury's the best thing about that trailer.
Can I just say that trailer spoiled a bit of Endgame. It's really annoying.
You're the most annoying prick.
I would turn gay for Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's confirmed on the internet.
I'm going to cut out this whole minute.
I'm not repeating that.
Do you know why?
Keep that in.
Do you know how annoying it is to go back and listen to the podcast? And when he's not talking, he's trying to talk over people. It's like, shut up! Just let us talk! Shut up a second!
Keep that bit in because it's funny.
Can I just say?
Yes, hurry up and just say.
I'm going to throw your phone off my balcony.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I want to die.
Same. Mysterio looks really good. Yeah, where was I going?
They made Mysterio look good.
Mysterio looks like a knight.
He's got some.
Yeah. I like his armor, and
they got his bubble.
The fishbowl doesn't look stupid.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Told you it was going to be in the film.
I can't.
Yeah, it kind of had to be.
Otherwise, people would be like.
It's not going to be in the film.
No, I said we haven't seen a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because.
The thing is, though, we've only seen like a little bit. And you can't really see it from the front. You see the back of it, so...
To be fair,
it might actually look really dumb.
I'd rather have Jake Gyllenhaal's face in the film more.
He probably will, but I reckon the fishbowl is going to be at the battle thing.
Battle mask, yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like, you know when Optimus Prime has the mouth guard? Yeah.
Optimus Prime should always have the mouth guard.
Yeah, he looks dumb. Transformers look stupid with their mouths. they don't need mouths. They're robot cars.
Does Bumblebee have a mouth?
No, he has the little flap. What's his mouth?
Radio.
It changes. It used to be a radio, but then in the first film, it's like a flap, isn't it? Oh, we're proper fucking low energy today, aren't we, boys? Well,
I ain't low energy. I just have nothing to talk about.
I mean, the elementals are...
could be illusions.
They are illusions. But if they're illusions, then that means that... Because the characters confirmed Hydro Man...
Molten Man, Sandman.
It's not confirmed Sandman. That's what everyone thinks.
It probably ain't.
But if it's an illusion, then you're just completely ridding everyone of the chance to see Hydro Man ever again. I mean, who does want to see him?
Not me.
But yeah.
As I said, not the biggest Spider-Man fan. Not really interested in many of the characters.
Yeah.
To be fair,
I like his suits.
It looked really fake in that trailer. The red and black one.
Where does he get the red and black one? Because Aunt May packs the blue one.
Happy gives it to him.
No thingy.
Nick Fury.
Eye Patch Boy. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Nick Fury.
The best character in that film.
Luke, I'm gonna come over there.
This film or this trailer also does a really bad job of confirming who survives Endgame and who doesn't.
Yeah, we already know who's alive. Not unless I love my theory about this, but it's not going to be true. But I just wish it was.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
Right,
yeah.
You know the bus in Infinity War when you first see Spider-Man, he's on the bus. What if that's the bus back to school? Because he's just come home from Europe and he's gone the school bus to go back.
Because Maria...
How, oh good, God! How good would that be? And then he just sees the spaceship and he's like, oh, time to go back to work.
He would have used his new suit though, wouldn't he?
No, 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 because he might have given the suits back to Happy or something. Or Nick Fury's taken them back.
Or the suit got broken.
Yo, actually, that's a pretty good... Why has no one thought of that?
Because also...
I have.
Everyone's just like, no, but
the thing is...
After.
The thing is...
Yeah.
There's loads of people on that school bus.
It doesn't matter.
Loads of people went.
Maybe it's
no,
like, maybe it's like a week
club.
Afterwards.
Oh. It was just the maths club.
Maybe it's
goes.
Like a week afterwards.
Maybe.
And they're still like back at school and stuff.
I swear yeah. they mentioned the
and that
the
would
whole,
explain why Nick Fury goes to New York and all that, because he's keeping tabs on Spider-Man.
Yeah, because him and Maria Hill
yeah.
both go to Europe with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
It does look good.
I've solved
Have you seen the meme of the it's like Spider-Man turns up in Europe and it's Peter's maths or classmates and they're like thinking about it, they're like what, trying to add up the pieces.
Oh,
why
yeah,
Spider-Man
yeah.
in Europe?
Hmm.
How would you not figure that out?
It's a bit stupid.
He doesn't use a voice change or anything apart from that one scene in Homecoming,
and Tom Holland's American accent is not difficult to miss, is it? You'd be like,
he's got a squeaky voice.
Spider-Man, why are you here? And Peter's not missing in Europe, but Spider-Man's here. Oh, you know, I'm Spider-Man.
Liam's gonna kill you. Liam's
Happy Hogan
about
fucked my arm.
I like Happy. He's one of my favourites.
Happy is really good. Which means Happy survives the snap. But
good.
Iron Man might not.
I like Iron Man.
Everyone keeps
best.
Telling me he has to because he hasn't signed a contract. They didn't say that he was leaving though. The only person confirmed to be leaving is Chris Evans.
If they kill
no!
Iron
Man, oh wait,
if they kill
think,
Iron
no,
Man,
no, no, no.
they've killed their best character.
Yeah, exactly.
He is the best. He is the greatest.
And there's so many things you could do with Iron Man. Oh wow. He's just shown us his phone screensaver. It's Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds and
Jake Gyllenhaal.
What are we talking about?
Spider-Man. I'm surprised you ain't joined in.
Have you heard the other theory that Endgame, the way it's going to pan out is going to be that Infinity War never happened and that Spider-Man never leaves the bus?
Why?
Wait a second.
Why would they do that?
I get what it means.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but why would they do that?
They went back in time and just stopped Infinity
just stopped
War from happening.
Just stopped the snap. Because that would also mean that Gamora comes back.
Oh!
But the thing is, if they do something like that, then there's no stakes in the Marvel Universe, because they can just go, oh, let's just rewrite it.
So basically, it's like the death of Jason Todd all over again when he died, and then Superboy went, where he's like, haha, lol, nah, and went back in time and saved him.
That happens.
You're too far away.
Are you sure
back.
You're not talking about the Lazarus pit? When
that happens. Jason Todd dies, Superboy goes back in time.
When was this?
It's just like the Batman v Superman.
I can't remember
bit.
What it is, but you know when Jason Todd
he just
gets
comes
shit
back.
Kicked out of him by the Joker, just before he becomes.
That's not how he gets back. No, it's not.
No, it's in one of them, yeah, it is.
Oh, is that in an alternate universe or something?
I have no
because
clue.
Because his definite origin story is he gets picked up by
DC
Ra's al Ghul. Or
Raz.
However you say it. There's somebody... I say it Raz.
I say Raz.
Raz. But it's not a Z.
Don't matter.
Oh, do you know what pisses me off about Titans? Oh, wait, no, we're not on that yet.
Oh, we're not on that yet.
Yeah,
we're still
on
that.
I'll bring this
up. Do you not want to talk about Far From Home? It's the film you're most looking forward to.
I do, but I feel like I just go on a tangent.
Yes, fine, go on a tangent. We're at 20 minutes and we're running out of ideas what to talk about because we're that bad.
This is the thing, I haven't done a lot of like looking into
you
this.
You don't need to. You're a big fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, so...
You tell us where you think this film's going to go.
Oh, God, okay. I feel like... Okay, so... obviously, they go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Around and each they got I think it's three different countries, isn't it? And each country's got different
Italy, France, and England, isn't it?
Yeah. And each
but there's four elementals.
That's three.
No, three in the trailer.
Is it four? That's probably four countries.
I can't believe
three.
I thought Electro was in it because there's a singular lightning bolt in one scene.
There's two actually. It's over London Bridge.
Yeah.
He could be in the post credits. You never know.
Oh God, they're not gonna do what they did with Amazing Spider-Man with Rhino again, are they?
Anyway.
Oh no, not Rhino.
I like Rhino.
Rhino's a sick character.
I like Rhino,
anyway,
but the film ruined him.
So obviously they got to Europe.
I have no idea.
Huh?
Who played that Rhino?
Oh,
the
no,
Russian
Rhino.
Oh wait, no. He is actually Russian, isn't it?
I don't know.
The real Rhino is Russian, I think.
Oh, maybe.
He's Russian in the game.
I don't know, probably.
Anyway, yeah.
Shut
carry
the fuck
on.
Up about the game. So yeah, they go to Europe, obviously they're there, and then somehow Mysterio happens to be there each time, so I have a feeling Mysterio is...
He's been recruited by Nick Fury.
Oh, never mind, then I won't buy it. Why is Mysterio a fucking good guy?
He's not. He's pretending to be a good guy.
That's what I was trying
yeah,
to say.
It's really weird. And this version of Mysterio seems to actually have superpowers.
He looks
rather than just be.
Have you noticed how it looks like Doctor Strange's magic?
Yeah, I thought that.
I didn't pick up on
Mordo
that.
Mordo might be in it. You never know. They never done anything with him.
No, Doctor Strange 2 comes out. Who's that? 2021?
The one who was with Doctor Strange in Doctor Strange.
Is he, I don't understand.
The guy.
The black one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who dresses in the green outfit.
Yeah, I liked him.
Do you know Wong's English?
Yeah.
Really?
He's from Manchester.
I'm mad.
Did you know Ned's bald?
Yeah.
The fuck's Ned?
Ned. It's Flat Boy from Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
know
he's actually
bald.
I saw an interview.
And he's like 30.
No,
he's older than Tom Holland.
No, he's
Tom Holland. I'm not joking. Looks 15.
Yeah,
he does. He's only 22. I think he's 22 or 23.
He just looks 15.
He's really young.
He's like 20.
Well, he really looked 21.
I mean, like he looks really young.
And he sounds it as well.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Holland.
With his American accent, yeah, but with his English accent, not he sounds his age.
I'm Spider-Man.
No, you don't.
He sounds posh. That's why.
Oh, we're using our made-up names.
He gets killed.
Doctor Strange or Spider-Man?
Both of them.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Liam's going to cry. Don't do it.
I'd cry at that film as well, though, to be honest.
It looks a bit like a thingy. What's his name?
That's Walter.
Just watching the trailer right now.
Oh, he's beautiful. Look at him.
I don't think it does.
Look, it looks similar. No, look. Here.
He's putting the little shield thing up.
That looks more like Vision's magic.
He ain't got magic.
You know what I mean?
There, can you see it?
Yeah, I can actually. Yeah, he's got the little triangular things.
That looks more like Illuminati.
I don't know how weird
would it be if this film takes a twist and it tackles Illuminati? Mysterio is the leader of the Illuminati.
I thought it was Kanye. No, not Kanye. Jay-Z.
And then the third Spider-Man movie, the Lizard is the leader of the KKK. With his white Doc coat.
Oh my god.
Has a hood.
I think that might be
being
cut.
The fact that they're doing characters.
No,
that's
staying. That's funny. What?
I love the fact that they're doing characters finally that have not been pushed into mainstream. Not mainstream. Like,
yeah,
mainstream
they've never been in a film.
Yeah, Mysterio, Vulture, Scorpion. Wait, was Scorpion in a film? No,
Scorpion.
Shocker's in it.
Shocker. Yeah, he was the white guy that gets incinerated in the black guy.
And then the black guy gets.
But he only uses one of them.
And he wears the yellow sleeves like he has in the comics.
But he dies in 5 minutes.
No. The new Shocker doesn't die. He just gets stuck to the
bus. I thought you were talking about the other one.
Yeah, the other one dies.
The white one.
So that means they could be using the.
The white one
is
lives,
it the Vulture?
No, he gets like incinerated.
They could be doing Sinister Six. They could be doing
Sinister Six. Sinister Six
really good. They're definitely doing Sinister Six.
But isn't that in a separate fucking film?
What?
Isn't it going to be... It's like Sinister Six...
They'll probably make Spider-Man 3 Sinister Six.
When Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man, they had like 10 films planned and Sinister Six was one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, but we all know how much of a failure they are.
Yeah,
do you know one of the films they planned was an Aunt May film?
Why?
It was an Aunt May prequel where she was a spy.
That's ridiculous.
Could you fucking imagine?
Pensioner spy film.
What the fuck? No, it's before Peter's. Wait, no. Actually, when the fuck did she have time to be a spy? What the fuck?
Shut up, Jake.
She's like 50 in Amazing Spider-Man, and Peter's like, how old is he?
He's like 35 17. In that film.
He's like 17. So for like 12, 13 years of her life, she's been looking after him.
Can I just bring up a really random point in the Spider-Man? The best Flash Thompson is the one in Amazing Spider-Man, the skinhead one.
Yeah.
Oh, when he becomes a Spider-Man fanboy.
The new
That is the best Flash.
No, they all turn into Spider-Man fanboys, apart from the one in the first one. In like Tobey Maguire's.
He looked about 40.
The guy in the first one.
Yeah.
He's Deathstroke.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the new
Is he actually?
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he is Deathstroke.
That's mad.
Hopefully.
Because you know at the end of Justice League, Jesse Eisenberg's on his boat and he's an egg.
That is the worst Lex Luthor casting choice possible.
Acting-wise?
No, person-wise.
Person-wise, yeah, acting-wise.
He does not look like he should
be
playing Lex Luthor.
But he doesn't.
Did
he play it well?
No. I think he did.
He did not.
You know the guy who plays Yellow Jacket? He would have been better.
Oh, yeah, but you can't just retcon him as the rich, bald guy
in
every single film.
Yeah, you can.
No, but to be fair, he looks kind of like Lex Luthor.
He does. What else is he in?
I have no idea.
Oh, I know what he's in. He's the guy in House of Cards. And again, he's a bald, rich man.
Because in real life, he's a bald, rich man.
Just cast him as every bald, rich man.
Yeah. He can play Kingpin. Kingpin in his prequel
years. Kingpin's already good.
There's never been a bad iteration of Kingpin, has there?
I don't
Don't know. I never watched the Daredevil film. I've never watched
the Daredevil film.
There's only been two in there.
No,
there three.
Isn't. The black one in Daredevil. The original Daredevil.
Oh, the Ben Affleck. Film.
Oh, that was yeah, he was shit.
He was alright. He's dead now. Vincent D'Onofrio.
I think he's wicked as Kingpin.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, I don't know.
The one in the Daredevil program.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's wicked. Yeah, he's so good.
You know the army man in Jurassic World?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was trying to recognise.
Yeah, he's
the one who gets his arm bitten off.
Yeah.
Doesn't he die?
Yes. Yeah.
He gets his arm bitten off by the velociraptor and then it eats him. Yeah.
And he's also. And also the guy from X-Men Origins, Sabretooth, plays Kingpin in Spider-Verse. We're not counting all we're not counting all the cartoon versions
of
Kingpin.
I can never pronounce his name.
I don't.
Is it Lieb Schreiber? Something like that.
Lieb Schreiber?
Something like that.
I thought his actual name was Victor for so long.
Victor.
No, his name isn't Victor.
Isn't Sabretooth's name Victor?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm just saying, he was good in that film, even though the film wasn't good.
The best bit of X-Men Origins is the first 5 minutes.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Them through the walls.
I like that bit.
That's cool. I like that. That's a really good montage. They did a really good job of...
Liam, get off your phone.
I'm getting name up.
Lieb Schreiber. Lieb Schreiber.
He's American. Fuck off, he's American. I thought he was English.
I don't know how you pronounce that, but yeah. There we go.
Lieb.
Leave. Just
leave.
You can't keep getting up. It's not the sixth time he's got up. He's sitting walked away.
I want to play Spider-Man. You guys just do that without me. Give me a shout when you talk about Titans, because I've seen it.
Right, now we're talking about Titans.
Fuck's sake.
Me and Luke haven't seen Titans.
Do you know
what happens in it?
Is that the thing with Batman going rogue?
Where he goes bad.
Yeah. I don't think that's Batman.
And the trailer's like, fuck Batman.
That's not Batman.
No, literally.
No, it is Batman.
The first episode, Robin is like this... Yeah, he scrapes some bald guy's head across a broken window.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Punisher style.
Jigsaw. Yeah. No, yeah. It's so fucking brutal, yeah?
Yeah.
And he goes, and he's like, because they're all making fun of him, he's like, where's Batman? And he's like, fuck Batman, after killing them all. So Robin goes mental.
That sounds pretty cool.
Speaking on Robin, they fucked Dick Grayson's Robin up so much.
Why is that?
He looks like Jason Todd.
Are you sure it's Dick Grayson?
100%. I even looked it up three times.
Because the original Teen Titans
is Dick Grayson.
It's Tim Drake, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Tim Drake.
That's the red.
Because it becomes Red Robin.
Yeah. Red Robin. I love Red Robin. Yeah. The two Robins in it
weird.
Is...
He becomes bald. What's the point
of that? The two Robins in it is... there's Jason Todd.
Grabbing your hair.
Jason Todd, Dick Grayson, then you've got, obviously, Raven, Beast Boy.
Jason Todd's in it?
Yeah.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he Red Hood?
I don't know.
But he's in it.
He's in it, yeah.
Maybe he will be Red Hood soon.
Dick Grayson
Nightwing.
No, he's Robin.
What the fuck? So how is Jason Todd in it?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
That they've messed up massively.
Okay.
Why is Batman killing people?
Because it's Batman.
Batman doesn't kill people.
Batman Begins.
It doesn't. Batman v Superman.
Yeah, but that's
Batman
wrong.
Begins.
He doesn't kill people. Yeah,
he doesn't kill anyone.
No.
Oh, he kills Ra's.
Not really. He just chucks a...
He lets him die on the train. The train just goes
straight. He didn't kill him. He just happened to leave him on the train.
Michael Keaton's...
That's not him killing him. That's the train killing him.
He killed Two-Face. Twice.
Yeah, but that was... Died. But if he didn't kill Two-Face, he would have killed Commissioner Gordon's kids.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Joker would have shot her in the spine anyway. Well, no, he doesn't have a daughter in that film, does he?
Yeah, he's got a daughter and a son.
Is he?
He's got two kids.
Who do you think the next Joker should be played by?
Well, it's Joaquin
Phoenix.
We've
already got her.
I meant proper Joker, not like standalone.
Well, Jared Leto's still playing him.
If Jared Leto fucks
the Suicide Squad's being made by James Gunn.
Really?
Yeah, he got
that's kicked
off.
That's a bit
of
a downgrade.
Is it?
Not wrong, though.
Yeah.
Sure? What would you rather direct? A Marvel film or a DC film?
Marvel film, more money.
If he can bring back Suicide Squad from the fucking awful, abysmal film that is...
People who say that...
Just recast all of the people in it. Like, I don't mean like recast the actors. I mean like get different people. Like get Bane and get people like that.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean change the characters?
Yeah. Keep Will Smith in it.
The only character I didn't like in that film was Diablo. Because he's like, I can't use my powers.
He was my favourite.
He died though, didn't he?
Does he die?
How does he die to fire when he's made out of fire?
It's a bit weird.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, he
sacrifices
I saw it once
himself.
And I wasn't really watching it because I was like, this film is so fucking bad. It hurt me. Because I was really hoping it'd be good. I hoped that this film would... be okay, and it was not.
It was pretty bad.
So if James Gunn can drag it back up, then
Wait,
why even bother trying to do that again? Why not just do a different
James
film?
James Gunn's a good director.
and just wait a couple.
He doesn't
years.
Get to choose the film he directs.
Yeah, I know, but why would you give him Suicide Squad 2?
Because it's similar to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, so he's just.
It, eh?
He's
it
just,
is. It's a group of bandits.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, but Guardians was good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I like.
Okay.
I really like.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the second one.
I like how Guardians work because no one knew what the fuck it was.
Yeah, well,
and
I remember seeing
everyone knows who it is.
I remember seeing the trailer.
Are.
I was like, "What the hell is happening here?"
My dad was like proper excited for that. He was like, "Oh, I love Guardians. I used to read the comics." And I was like, "Who the fuck?
Who's Groot?
What's Groot? What's There's Groot? A raccoon. What's this?"
Oh, Bradley Cooper does that so well. I don't
yeah,
care. He's brilliant. I love Bradley.
Who's gonna do the mocap for him now? Because James Gunn did it, didn't he? Or was it his brother?
Right, it was
his brother,
yeah.
Wasn't
you know,
it?
You know the really skinny guy?
The who's in yeah. Guardians.
Yeah, he plays the
I wonder
guy.
How he feels about his brother getting kicked out.
He's still in the film, I think.
Well, yeah, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah. Well, not neither did James.
I don't think
he made a rape
personally,
joke, so what?
Okay. No, he made jokes that were dark, but I don't think he should have been punished for. He should have probably
then,
been
yeah,
said... They probably should have said to him, you should probably
like
do a public apology.
Ago.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago. He should probably be made to have deleted the tweets, done a public apology, and just said, just don't make those jokes anymore.
I will admit, though, it's a Disney film, so obviously they're going to go, oh, this
Why
is
Why
have
you got a
cracker.
PlayStation 4 controller?
I'm playing Spider-Man.
Which All the way
that?
From
is
it.
Is
the broken one? Is the thumb grip coming off?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
You've actually gone... Okay.
He's actually
Fly.
Leaving us to do this on our own to play
oh,
Spider-Man PS4.
I haven't done any research on anything you're talking about.
Neither have we.
We're just talking about Guardians at the minute.
Anytime something... Yeah, but I don't like Guardians that much, to be fair.
I'd never heard of James Gunn as a director.
Really?
And I'd never heard of Guardians.
You've
and
never...
yet now, not only is he one of the more known directors...
He's one of my favourite directors.
He's also directed a film that most people now love and know.
Well, Guardians 1. Because Guardians 2 wasn't that good.
Yeah, but everyone still likes it and knows who they are.
I have such an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Guardians 2.
What, the amount of people that fucking love Groot and are like,
that's
oh,
how I
God
feel
so
about
cute.
Spider-Man.
What?
First.
You don't hate it, but you don't like it.
I like it, but it's not something
it's just
I'd
not,
watch a lot.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I've really loved
I just
about
take
Spider-Man
personal
is that game. That game is the best Spider-Man thing ever.
I take offence to this, your opinion because obviously Spider-Man's up here for me.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's actually probably about your height. The real Tom Holland.
I think he's about 5'8" as well.
Tom Holland's really small.
I swear, apparently he did the casting for it when he was 16. 16, 18, something like that. They had the filming plans for ages.
Yeah.
Mental.
Because he was posting on his story loads of videos of
you're
him
only
like...
You're 55% done, Jake.
What are you talking about?
He
says you're only the
DLC. Oh.
I just started it yesterday. Fuck, what was I going to say? Punisher, because he's decided to leave us and we don't know anything about Titans. Is it good, Liam?
Oh, yeah, it's really good. No, I'll come back on and forth.
Make up your mind.
I'll come back and forth. I'm sorry. So, the first episode, I've seen the first episode and like I think half of the second episode.
Yeah.
It's a lot darker than what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that annoys me is Raven is the only teenager, even though I know it's not specifically
yeah.
teenage Teen Titans. But why have you made
you know,
the
I
most
got,
powerful
what you're
one
about, yeah.
a teenager and
so
then Starfire, a 40-year-old? Don't get it. But no, it's pretty good for what it is.
Especially because
really
Beast Boy and Raven are supposed to be like a thing that happens.
Hmm.
And if she's a teenager and he's an adult, that's kind of...
No, I think he's a teenager as well.
Oh. Then it's probably the more powerful characters are teenagers, so
Starfire
they have to learn...
Starfire's a 40-year-old. She's like 40, 30.
Yeah,
isn't she the one that everyone was like...
Them.
Is it one? No, isn't she the one that everyone was like, she looks like a street hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really... Yeah. I don't like her design. I don't mind it,
she
but...
She doesn't look too bad, I will admit
it. Yeah, it did look a little bit goofy.
But she doesn't look like...
What are you doing? Are you playing the DLC?
I don't know.
Why don't you just start a new game so you can play
it.
From the start?
I don't want it. I don't want to play the story, I just want to talk about her.
Okay, cool.
I'll change outfits.
But yeah, when he was talking
go
to me about
the
it,
outfits.
You press options and then go across. Or is it the... Or it might be the middle pad button. I can't believe I'm fucking talking about the tutorial for Spider-Man right now. When he was talking to me last night and he was like, I don't understand why Raven's a teen or why none of them are teenagers. And I was like, because it's not Teen Titans, it's just Titans.
Oh, you've got the
yeah.
Web suit, man.
But Raven is...
Oh, yeah, this actually looks pretty sick, you know, I'm not going to lie.
The only thing I can think about for Teen Titans is Teen Titans Go. And I'm just thinking,
That film was so good.
Apparently the film was good.
Oh,
I was joking.
No, apparently it's really good.
It's
How is Deathstroke almighty and powerful, though?
I don't know, but yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Yo,
so yeah, I'll talk about Punisher season 2 and then we'll probably wrap it up. We'll probably wrap it up. This episode is such a mess. It's actually saddening me.
But is it worse than the last one?
No, the last one actually had some content.
Okay.
But I suppose this one has some talks of stuff.
As long as people find like his outburst entertainment, it's all good. Yeah.
We will, I promise, one of these days we will actually have some sort of fluidity and some content to fucking talk about. This week has been so boring in terms of news or films or... Oh, actually, I saw The Favourite as well. Do you know what that is?
Yes, isn't it meant to be a comedy?
Yeah, it's like a weird comedy period drama.
Oh.
Period.
It wouldn't...
Wow.
You're so mature.
It's about Queen Anne, who's played by Olivia Colman. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think of something she's in. Oh, no. You'd know if you saw it. Have you seen Broadchurch?
No.
With David Tennant?
I know who David Tennant is.
You'd know Olivia. I guarantee you'd know Olivia Colman if you saw her.
I'll be like Liam.
But yeah, so she's Queen Anne, and she's a bit ill. And she's in like a weird affair with this... with, I don't know who she is, but she's like a assistant or something. Or
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Well, I'm surprised. But yeah, she's like in a weird affair with this abusive... lady called, played by Rachel Weisz, I forgot her character's name, and then Emma Stone, who used to be a lady, comes into the palace and develops a relationship with the Queen, and then it's like it's a weird film, and it's quite, I don't know,
boring.
Yeah, it's a little bit boring. I didn't like it. It's just like it's okay. Yeah. I know. Punisher season 2 is really good.
I haven't seen season 1 and it's really annoying.
I won't spoil it, but you need to see Punisher season 1.
I've seen the end
one.
Of series 1.
I know,
but and I ain't seen series 1.
That end scene is
that's the
beautiful.
Best bit of the season.
That is beautiful.
Punisher season 1 was very slow and very little happened in 13 episodes. So a 13 hour season, nothing really happens apart from the end scene, which is 5 minutes.
But it's satisfying to see him like...
Punisher's probably my favourite series.
Really?
Like nearly killing.
You're crazy. Daredevil's
like
so
Punisher.
Much better.
I've seen Daredevil series 1 and 2.
I didn't like Daredevil, not Punisher, sorry.
You didn't like Daredevil?
No.
You are crazy. Daredevil was amazing.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, Daredevil
what I've
really
seen. I haven't
good.
Seen series 3 though.
If you liked season 2...
I liked season 2.
You definitely like season 3.
I liked both. I thought I was so gripped when I was watching that.
Have you seen Defenders? Or do you know what happens in Defenders? Because that...
Defenders and Daredevil season 3... When I looked up Daredevil, I found out what happens and it's annoyed me.
What, the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Defenders is a fucking weird one because it's like... Do you care if I spoil it?
No.
They're trying to fight the Hand.
Yeah, I know what happens. Yeah.
But the city's on the back of a dead dragon...
I don't like it anymore.
So they're trying to. So the Hand are trying to mine the bones out, but the Defenders are like, if you do that, the city's going to collapse because New York rests on the back of a dragon.
Wait. What is this? So the big hole in Daredevil 2.
Yeah. Is the cave that the Hand
is
digging.
Is the cave to get dragon bones.
Mm hmm.
In Queens.
Mm hmm.
Where Spider Man lives.
No, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
roughly where Spider-Man lives.
Mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen is
and this is MCU, right?
Yeah.
So none of the Avengers are thinking, there's a big dragon under the city. What should we do?
It's really weird how...
just get Hulk to jump
I know
down.
That they can't have the Avengers and the Defenders link because of contract issues or whatever.
Yeah.
But
that'll be something.
For them to have such a big problem as New York's going to collapse because these fucking crazy ninja pricks
are trying to
mine a dragon.
Hold on a minute. So... the Avengers deal with aliens who come to get New York from space.
Yeah.
And now the Defenders are dealing with something that's going to get New York from underground.
Yeah. But the Avengers
that's the thing that splits them. If they come from space, you've got to deal with them instantly. If it's underground now, we ain't got a problem.
It's a dragon? Who gives a shit? Fuck you. You can fucking collapse. It's a dead dragon. That's your threat. A dead dragon. Pussies.
We had to deal with an alien armada and then a robot armada.
You just
and
got
then,
some ninjas. What's
and
the
then,
problem?
In Infinity War, another alien armada.
I would honestly like to see Daredevil and Cap fight. I think Daredevil would wipe the floor with him.
I'm just saying. I want to.
Really?
Daredevil would wipe the floor with Captain America. Yes, he would.
I really, really, really want to see Daredevil in a Spider-Man film because I probably enjoy it more.
Have you not seen Daredevil Spider-Man, the cartoon?
No, it's not a proper film.
It's still a film, isn't it?
No, but we want to see it live action.
Live action. I want to see them make friends.
Yeah.
And then Wolverine comes along.
I
just want Wolverine in the MCU.
Yeah, Defenders was weird. So, yeah, Matt dies and then Daredevil season 3. Yeah, dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dies.
Daredevil season 3 is amazing. But Punisher, the first season was boring. Nothing happens.
He says it's amazing.
It's not amazing.
And I've heard it's amazing.
The fight scenes are amazing. I'll give you that. The choreography is a fucking amazing.
John, whatever his last name is
John Bernthal.
Yeah,
he's an ugly motherfucker.
Fucking love him.
He's got a really big nose. Yeah, really wide.
But he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor. It really bothers me how when he's talking normally, he sounds normal, and then when he's Punisher, he's like.
Yeah, but he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Can I just say my favourite bit of Daredevil series 2 is when he finds the vest and he's like, "I'm going to spray paint the skull on it."
Oh, Punisher.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
I was just like, yes.
He does it again in Punisher.
His hair grows insanely quickly in that series.
It does, doesn't it?
He's
bald.
He's a skinhead, and then he's got like
loads of hair. It's up here.
Like
he's got a mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sharpens his mohawk and he cuts the mafia's throat with it.
Yeah.
But,
he charges at them.
I was watching Punisher season 2 last night. I thought I'd give it a go. It's so good. I'm 4 episodes in. Punisher.
He survives a lot of bullets.
Do you know he gets shot a lot. He gets cut a lot. Stabbed a lot. But when he's topless, he has like 2 scars. He's like, yeah, I don't have any scars.
I
want
to see him shirtless.
You do? When he's like, you see his ass in season 2? Like the second episode.
I'm mad.
Like
we can't
on.
Hear you by the way because you're all the way at the other end of the room.
Oh, mad!
You see his butt crack, you see his arse cheek. Weird. Yeah, Punisher season 1, I could only watch 1 or 2 episodes and then I got bored. This one, I watched 4 episodes and I was like, I want to watch another one. But it was too late. It was
like
4 o'clock in the morning.
I'd watch like 2 or 3 a day of Daredevil.
Because it was boring or because that was the only man
there was
you
a
had
boring
time.
Patch in both series.
Yeah. Daredevil season 3 is not like. It's just constant.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Spider-Man outfit?
Ever?
Yeah, just in general. Not out of the game, just in general.
Black suit.
The symbiote?
Yeah.
That is a nice one.
Or the stealth suit. I like the green... No, the green glowing suit.
Oh, yeah.
I like... Is that the stealth suit?
That is on
the
game.
Proof?
It's called Big Time.
I like the one with the green spider that
glows.
It is
on that game.
Yeah. Liam, find it.
Yeah, a bit.
I like that one. That's my favourite.
I don't know.
It reminds me of the Xbox logo. Scarlet.
Yeah, you say that a lot. Yeah, but have you not seen Scarlet Spider number 2? Are you playing the campaign of the DLC?
It's DLC.
You're a prick. He's finishing the DLC for me. I don't even get to play it.
No, yeah.
Go steal the controller.
The
huh?
One.
What,
Scarlet
the black and red one?
Yeah. No, that's the second one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I prefer the one with the hoodie.
I like the Superior Spider-Man suit. That's a cool suit.
Really?
Yeah, the one where Doc Ock is
I'm
Spider-Man.
Looking up Spider-Man suits.
Yeah, cool. Make sure it's not PS4 ones because they're very limited.
They've added a lot on it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, a lot.
Oh, that one with the skull's cool.
Which one? It is, but it doesn't look
there
like Spider-Man. That's
that
the problem.
Suit.
Yeah,
like
big
that
time.
One.
Yeah,
big time.
I think the only problem you're going to have is that most of them are going to be based on.
What the hell is that?
That is. Oh, what's that one? Unlimited. Spider-Man
that,
Unlimited.
Liam.
A Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, I know.
It's beautiful.
Why is his spider symbol like?
Because it's
diagonal.
Yeah,
oh, it's weird. Hello, I'm back. He did come back. Some of the suits that they made for.
Oh, what is that?
That's the other. I don't know what that one's called.
Stealth suit. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's cool. We're talking about Spider-Man suits. That's mad.
I don't even
there's
like.
There's
so
many Spider-Man suits, and they all look really.
He's
good.
He's got more suits than
Iron
Man.
The Big Tom one is the stealth one.
No, I don't. I don't think about that. I don't think he does.
Future Foundation one's cool.
Yeah, I like
the
white. That's
black.
The Fantastic
Foundation
Four skill.
Is, yeah.
Skill, skin.
Is Future Foundation in this? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Future Foundation's in it. Wait, no, it's
what
not.
What the fuck is that? Spirit. Why is
it? I actually kind of
like
the Tobey Maguire suit.
I like this one, the white Spider-Man 2099.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Tobey Maguire suit.
I like the white 2099.
I don't like. The Tobey Maguire suit.
I thought it was alright.
No.
Best
I prefer the Amazing Spider-Man. The Andrew Garfield suits are really good. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a good skin suit. He's got Andrew Garfield has good skin in Amazing Spider-Man.
He's
2.
Way too old to play Spider-Man.
So is Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, but he at least he was a nerd in Amazing Spider-Man.
He's a big nerd.
No, but in that film, he looked more like the cool nerd.
And not the cool nerd.
Yeah,
like us, right? We're the cool nerds, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Please.
That's my favourite one.
Oh.
The main one.
The white spandex. That's what it's called, the white spandex.
We should buy a white spandex. We should buy a Spider-Man spandexes and then do a video podcast.
Oh, no, it says adult Halloween. Never mind.
Do you know what? I kind of like the homemade one. What is that? Oh my god.
I don't want to look at a gimp suit of Spider-Man. I want to look at Iron Man suits because they're better.
Oh fuck, what was I saying? I can't remember. This episode is such a fucking mess.
Oh my god, the Iron Man suits are so much better.
Yeah, they are.
Iron Man is just
better.
And
he has way more suits than Spider-Man.
He is better in general.
Yeah. I like the Iron Spider suit. Not the one from Infinity War. That one's weird.
I liked it. It didn't look like Iron Spider-Man, but it's cool.
Iron Spider, but the one from Infinity War weren't too bad.
I thought it was cool, but it didn't look like Iron Spider.
It doesn't look like Iron Spider. You can't call that Iron Spider. Although I don't think they have called it that, have they?
No, they just said it's the Spider-Man suit.
Yeah. So we could still see Iron Spider.
Yeah, but he needs Iron Man to make it.
Iron Man might die.
No, but Iron Man's going to make him a suit.
Yeah, but he might die.
Maybe it's going to be...
What if Happy Hogan, halfway through the Spider-Man film, does a Scooby-Doo, and it's fucking Tony Stark?
Wait a minute. You know Iron Man 2, when he gets the suitcase suit, yeah. Mark 5? What if the Iron Spider-Man suit's like that, and that case that he's giving Aunt May is the Iron Spider suit?
No.
In the trailer, that'd be good. No. I'd like that.
Because
that'd
the case be is, has his suit in it.
Yeah, exactly. It could have an Iron Spider suit as well.
I suppose.
I'm not going to look at Iron Man suits again.
I do... I need to go back and watch Infinity War. Homecoming.
I watched it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still not like it that much?
I liked it, but it's not
great.
Nice.
It's a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Alright, yeah. First.
I say 7.5 because 7's too low and 8's too high.
From what I can remember, I'd give it a 6, probably. I think it does drag a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Michael Keaton's the best thing in that movie.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he's coming back. We forgot to talk about that. Michael Keaton's back in Far From Home.
It's because they're doing Sinister Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the casting list. Oh my god, there's a Batman Iron Man suit and this looks insane. So cool. Liam, come in.
Is Michael Keaton... Yeah.
That's why that's in the game.
Yeah, it is in the game.
Yeah.
If other superheroes had Iron Man. Why doesn't Iron Man make an Iron Man suit for everyone? How much easier would it be?
There is, though, isn't there?
Give Captain America an Iron... No, actually, never mind. They don't like each other.
A belt?
Yeah. They talk about it in Homecoming, don't they? Thor's new magic belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Have you seen the thing
They need to bring Iron Patriot back. I was going to say they need to bring it into it. They already had it. They need to bring it back.
I don't like it.
Mate, do you want to get slapped?
War Machine is so much better.
Iron Patriot ain't a bitch.
I fucking hate Iron Patriot.
His suit is...
War Machine is better.
War Machine
Iron Patriot is sick. Iron Patriot isn't a good guy, you know that, right?
War Machine rocks 1, 2, 3 with a
Yeah.
C.
You know Iron Patriot is Norman Osborn, right?
Isn't he Green Goblin?
Yeah, and he's also Iron Patriot.
You need Green Goblin first.
Who?
Norman Osborn is Iron Patriot.
Yeah, but you need Green Goblin before that.
Yeah. He's the Dark Avengers or the... something like that. Yeah.
What the fuck are you?
That's Jake.
I'm Jake. I'm a human. I'm half Italian, half English.
No, this guy looks like Frankenstein, bro.
It's Hammerhead.
Is it?
Yeah.
The best War Machine suit
is the Iron Man 2 suit.
He doesn't want spoilers. He doesn't want spoilers for Spider-Man PS4, but not only is he playing a DLC, he's playing the last DLC halfway through it.
I don't know the controls!
What are you talking about? You don't need the controls.
I can't dodge. What's dodge?
Circle. That's why I told you to start a new game.
That is the best.
Sure, I think
that's
probably
the best War Machine suit, Iron Man 2's. I'm sorry, but it is.
Is it?
It is the best.
What's the one from the newest film?
Well, Infinity War.
Yeah.
They basically went back to that.
Dead.
Look, sorry. They kind of went back to it, but it's still not as good.
What are you doing?
Should we just call it quits?
No, we're talking about Iron Man
suits. We're talking about Iron Man suits. What's the best Iron Man suit? Ironmonger. The bigger boy.
I like many suits.
Yeah, they are cool.
Mark II's cool, the chromed one. I like that one.
Yeah,
I like the chrome suit.
It looks a little bit weird, but it does look nice.
No, I like it. It's so good.
It actually makes me sad watching Iron Man 3 and then you see his suits blow up. You're like, oh, but I like that. Oh no!
Could you imagine Civil War and he's just like, yeah, call them all in, please.
Yeah. Exactly. Keep them. You can fuck up Captain America. Fuck you.
Could you imagine at the end when he's like, he was my friend, so was I, and then 40 suits come
40
flying.
40 suits
in.
Fucking blow up Captain America.
Why didn't he call?
You bitch.
Hold on. Why didn't he just like upgrade them all to have that? You know, in Infinity War, when he flies after the ship and he puts his legs together and has that boost thing. Why didn't he just get 40 of them to fly into the ship and just blow up Ebony Maw? Doesn't matter. Blow up Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw.
Go to Thanos. Use the laser.
Wait, which one's
Ebony?
He's the wizard.
The old man.
Oh no, he was the best one.
Right. You know the little lasers he has.
Yeah.
The red lightsaber things. Use all of them against Thanos to chop him into pieces, and then you're done.
There are so many things that could have killed Thanos that they could have used and they don't.
Drax could have chopped his arms off.
They could have chopped his arms off. They could have chopped his head off. They could have shot him
in the
face.
Doctor Strange could have done that portal thing.
If they'd have just killed Thanos while he was, like, under the sleeping spell, rather than trying to get the gauntlet off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he has those, what they're called? The
portals.
Yeah, joined back.
Just do it on his head.
Make him go through half of one and then close it.
Yeah, like Darth Maul.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You know when he first arrives on Titan and he's like, you're much more of a Thanos.
Yeah.
He should have just done one of the portals above his head and then just closed
it.
Exactly! Jake, how do I heal myself?
Press down on the D-pad.
Why didn't he time stone him to be, like, dead? Age him.
Yeah.
Make him old.
Just take him back to being a baby and fucking...
That's likely how it should have ended, video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Hitler. Have you seen the deleted scene of Deadpool 2 where Deadpool's going back in time and it goes back to Hitler being a baby?
No. I've not seen that.
It was a deleted scene. It says, yeah, that's funny. I can't remember if he kills him or not.
I don't know. I've not seen it.
Yeah. It's,
Liam's fed up with Spider-Man. He's played it for a solid
Just start
three
a new
minutes.
Game. I don't care.
No. She's pissing me off, bro.
For fuck's sake. Do you want to keep... Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Liam, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Spider-Man game's hard.
No, it's not.
Not when you know any of the controls. You
we'll start a new game.
Fight. I don't want to.
Fine. Yeah. Anything you want to talk about?
How long has this been on for? Oh, yo, we actually made this an hour. And I went
no,
in,
we made this an hour. You didn't. You fucked off. So,
yeah, it was just two brains.
Do you know what? I applaud you, though, for sticking to your 1 C-bomb limit.
He's not going
to
do it.
Good for you.
Liam, do it. You have the temptation.
I don't want
to. No, good point.
No, but if you don't, then you get free next episode.
Nice. All right, so nothing you guys want to talk about now?
Not really.
I think we've covered a lot. We actually covered about all the suits.
We did awful job of this week, but we made it okay.
It's difficult when there's no news.
Yeah. So
let's
next,
get right
hopefully this week
into the news.
Hopefully this week there'll be something that is actually talkable that we can talk about.
Trademark.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay, anyway.
I lost myself.
Alright, so we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hopefully it won't be a mess.
Bye.